From WBHM News, I'm Janae Pierre. States across the South are making way for more patients to legally use medical marijuana. Alabama recently passed a law legalizing it, and Louisiana is expanding its medical marijuana program. Today, Mississippi was supposed to join that group, but the state Supreme Court overturned the voters' decision. From our partners at Mississippi Public Broadcasting, Ashley Norwood reports on how patients are responding and what lawmakers might do next.
25-year-old Austin Calhoun spent most of his senior year of high school bedridden. The Puckett, Mississippi native says he met with 20 local doctors to try and find relief for the symptoms of Lyme disease. Finally, in 2015, he moved to Colorado, where he could get a prescription for medical marijuana.
I suffer from seizures, chronic nausea and vomiting, arthritis, and THC really helped out with my nausea and vomiting, just keeping that all under control.
Last November, 74% of voters in Mississippi voted in favor of adopting a medical marijuana program. Calhoun says this felt like a ticket back home.
You know, I started making arrangements to sell my house, and around May, I decided it was time for me to just come back home and be with my family, and then we had the ruling of the Supreme Court, which has kind of just thrown everybody for a loop.
The state Supreme Court struck down the voter-approved medical marijuana initiative in May. It ruled the program is void, citing Mississippi's initiative process is outdated. 37 states currently have legalized medical marijuana. Alabama created its first program in May. Just last week, Louisiana expanded its program to include smokable pot starting in January. Ken Neuberger is the executive director of the Mississippi Medical Marijuana Association. He believes the momentum in the region was actually sparked by Mississippi.
Well, I actually think that the case became easier in Alabama and Louisiana because of Mississippi. I think we're leading the South, actually. I think we had a small hiccup because of our Supreme Court, but I think that the people of Mississippi spoke loud and they spoke first.
This type of regional domino effect isn't uncommon. States often study each other's legislation and decide what may work best for them. Mississippi may have spoken first, but now the state is back at square one. A Senate committee has started holding a series of hearings with the goal of crafting new legislation to create a medical marijuana program. During the first hearing of the summer, Republican Senator Kevin Blackwell, who's drafting the bill, says he wants Mississippi to get it right.
At this stage, we'll be the 38th state to have a medical marijuana bill. I think we have an opportunity to lead the nation in terms of coming up with something good. Recently, Alabama has passed their bill, and there's some things in it that are, to me, attractive, and there's some things that were not appealing.
Neuberger says he's hopeful lawmakers will have a draft bill ready by the end of summer. Until then, Austin Calhoun says he's staying in Mississippi to advocate, even if it means risking his own health. He's had to stop using medical marijuana, which he says controlled his chronic nausea and helped him keep food down. Calhoun says he's already lost upwards of 15 pounds in the last month since moving back home.
I want to do my part to, you know, help out as much as I humanly can and make sure that the people of Mississippi get something as close to what they voted for.
And the timing is still up in the air. If lawmakers are able to draft new legislation this summer, the hope is for a special session in the fall. But it will take even more time for patients to have medical marijuana cards and products in their hands. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Ashley Norwood.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership between Mississippi Public Broadcasting, WBHM, and WWNO in New Orleans.